And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, it's the 25th of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1789, the Congress approved 12 amendments to the Constitution, which had been recently ratified. 10 of them would eventually become the Bill of Rights that we know today. It was George Mason from Virginia who had been disappointed in the Constitution. He thought that it gave too much power to a central government and with little protection for individual rights. So he lobbied for the amendments. And after a few years, Thomas Jefferson joined the cause, and George Washington and James Madison. In the summer of 1789, Madison introduced 17 amendments before Congress. That was narrowed down to 12, which were approved on this day, 1789, sent to the states for ratification, of which 10 were ratified, which protect, among other things, a citizen's right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, a well-organized militia, and a speedy and public trial, and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure, and excessive bail, freedom from the quartering of troops in your home, and self-incrimination. And Article 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. One of the amendments which did not succeed would prohibit members of Congress from voting to raise their own pay without allowing the voters to have a say. It's the birthday of William Faulkner, born New Albany, Mississippi, 1897. Wrote 19 novels, 18 of them set in the South, 14 of them set in a fictional version of his hometown, Oxford. William Faulkner, who said the South's the place for a novelist to grow up because the folks there talk so much about the past. When I was a little boy, there'd be sometimes 20 or 30 people in the house, mostly relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, and second cousins. Some may be coming for overnight, staying on for months, swapping stories about the family and about the past, while I sat in a corner and listened. That's where I got my books. Faulkner wanted to get into the First World War. He was rejected by the U.S. Army Air Corps because he was only 5'6", so he applied for the Canadian Royal Air Force. He was still in training up in Canada when the war ended. Nonetheless, he returned home to Oxford, Mississippi, wearing an officer's uniform, and claimed to have been injured and to have a silver plate in his head, and went to Ole Miss for a few semesters as a war veteran, even though he'd never finished high school. It's the birthday of Francine Duplessis Gray, born in Warsaw, 1930, the novelist, short story writer. Her first novel was Lovers and Tyrants, came out in 1976. And it's the birthday of the children's author and cartoonist Shel Silverstein, born in Chicago, 1930. An author who avoided the press, refused to give interviews, did not go off on book tours. Here's a poem for today by Hilaire Belloc, The Yak. As a friend to the children, commend me the yak. You will find it exactly the thing. It will carry and fetch. You can ride on its back or lead it about with a string. The Tartar who dwells on the plains of Tibet, a desolate region of snow, has for centuries made it a nursery pet, and surely the Tartar should know. Then tell your papa where the yak can be got, and if he is awfully rich, he will buy you the creature, or else he will not. I cannot be positive which. The Yak by Hilaire Belloc. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.